Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thanks for your continued support here on the David Vance podcast channel. Appreciate it. And do share this because we want to get the counter narrative out there, don't we? We need to counter the medical misinformation being pushed by the mainstream media. And talking of pushing medical misinformation, I wanted to talk about a really excellent meme that I saw yesterday. It's one of those how it started, how it's going memes. And it basically takes two newspaper headlines, and it's very apposite, and I just wanted to talk you through. The first one comes from the Mail on Sunday. I think it must have been last December. And the headline was 15 million jabs to freedom. And we've done nearly 1 million already. I think this must have been back in December, or if not in January. So 15 million jabs to freedom. That's all we needed to do. 15 million jabs, and that was it. The restrictions were over. All the COVID associated restrictions, that is, would be taken away, and we would be free people. No more lockdown. No more having to stay apart from each other. No more mask wearing. No more anything. 15 million jobs. 15 million jobs, right? That was then. Yesterday, headline, have your booster jab to keep your freedoms. And that's how they do it. And this was Sajid Javid, monster, raising the prospect of winter restrictions unless the pace of the booster rollout increases. And there you have it, folks. That's from, if you like, January to November. That's how it started, and that's how it's going. So it's no longer about 15 million jabs to freedom. It never was. That was a con job they did. Everything they've done since the start of this has been a con job. Just 3 weeks to flatten the curve. And now here we are, and it'll soon be 2 years since the 3 weeks to flatten the curve. What's been flattened is the economy, your freedom, your liberty, our way of life, people's mental health. All these things have been flattened, and that's before we get anywhere near the adverse reactions to the jab. But I mean, never mind 15 million jabs. I think we must be now on, I'm sure, well in excess of 100 million jabs, and it's not enough. It's not enough. No. Sajid has decreed that, hey, listen, it's like one of those, you know, those sort of mafiosi or gangsters, you see in TV programs or movies, they come into your premises and they say, hey, you know, it would be terrible if there was an accident in here, wouldn't it? Unless, of course, if you pay us money, then the accident mightn't happen. And essentially, Sajid Javid's behaving in the same way. He said, well, it would be terrible if there was a winter restriction, but, you know, if you take your booster, then we mightn't have to do it, even though they will actually anyway. Don't worry about that. It's immaterial. It's a double bluff. So, That's where the UK is now. Basically, people have not taken boosters in the numbers that they require. And so because of that, the government is now acting tough. Sajid Javid and co. are beginning to use the coercion and the threat. So originally it was, it's going to save everybody. The booster is going to save everybody in a way that I don't understand, because the only basis on which the booster could work is if the previous two injections didn't work. But there's been no admission of that, has there? So, furthermore, if you get a booster, who's to say that in 3 months it won't need to be replenished as well with a backup booster, and then the booster after that? Can you imagine by the time we get to next summer how many more boosters you're going to have to take? Because they're not boosters. You're just getting more and more. Because the so-called booster is exactly the same. It may be Pfizer, and you may have had AstraZeneca, or you may have indeed have had Pfizer before, but it's fundamentally, it's the same. There's nothing different, except arguably you're mixing and matching mRNA, which, is that a good thing? Is there been sufficient research done on that to make everyone feel good? I'm not sure about that, you see. But anyway, yeah, the government is sort of saying, hey, folks, you got to get a bit more active here. You need to get yourself down to your walk-in booster clinic and get your booster. But I wouldn't need my booster if the other ones didn't work. Shut up. Don't say things like that. Of course the other ones worked. It's just they didn't work for too long. Well, why didn't they work for too long? Shut up. We don't need to go into that kind of awkward question. Just concentrate on getting more of it. If you keep taking it, it will definitely work soon. That's essentially the sales line. Meanwhile, and this is a very disturbing situation as well. I don't know if you saw this, but of course, as well as them desperate to get the boosters into as many people's arms as possible with all the consequences of that, by the same token, there are some very alarming data coming out of schools. I saw a thing yesterday. A school in England was reporting the sad death of two of its pupils. The sad, sudden death of two of its pupils. And of course, oh, you can't talk about that. That's you're disrespecting the dead. You're disrespecting their families. I mean, it's perfectly normal for a couple of kids at school to die. Really? Perfectly normal? I can remember during my years at school, the only death I can ever recall of a fellow student was when I was at primary school, and a young guy died of, he had leukemia, and it claimed his life at age about, I don't know, 7 or 8, something like that. That was the only person I ever knew who died. But all of a sudden, oh, yeah, students die all the time. Yeah, it happens. Lots of it. Don't worry about it. Don't think about it too hard. Well, of course, the students concerned are in the age group that have been given the Dr. Fauci magic sauce juice. So isn't that a strange coincidence? And I wonder how many other inexplicable sudden deaths that is going to happen amongst this age cohort. You see, I think we've got to the point where they can't cover up the adverse reactions anymore. So what do? They just ignore it. That's their strategy always. If it's awkward, ignore it. If it can be excused, they'll try to excuse it. So in this case, we have same school, two students in the sort of teenage age group, and sadly, they've both passed away. Now, there could be other reasons for it. I accept that. I'm not saying it's directly because of the vaccines, but can we be sure that it's not? And in an open and transparent society, would we not want to investigate that? Because we wouldn't want that to happen in any other schools, would we? Or could it be happening in other schools? Well, we don't know. They're not going to talk about things like that. So as I said, there you have it. The government, on the one hand, bullying people into trying to get the third dose of the mRNA treatment into them. And at the same time, in the schools, we're starting to see children dying. We did try to warn you about all of this, of course. Some of us have been speaking about this for a long time. The young age demographic is fundamentally not at risk of serious illness from COVID-19. They do not need vaccination. Just at the same time, as in the States, the FDA, CDC, has just approved Pfizer dosage for the 5 to 11-year-olds. Suffer, little children.